I'm going to read a short story I wrote. It's called A Generous Fish. Once there was a little girl who was never late for dinner, except one evening when she saw a little magic gnome dive into a hole by a fence post. She crawled into the hole and found the little gnome and a generous fish playing canasta with a deck of tarot cards. The little magic gnome stood up and pointed at her, "Why aren't you home in time for dinner? From this day forward, you will be cursed." The little girl wept and said, "Please don't curse me, Mr. Gnome." But the little magic gnome ignored her, sat back down, and picked up his hand of cards. When the little girl returned home, she peeked in the door and saw that another little girl, identical to herself, was sitting at the table, eating her delicious soup and telling funny jokes. So the little girl left and went away, weeping. Soon after, the girl joined a convent and spent every day praying and going to Mass. She was an awfully good girl. Then one day, right before Mass, she saw the same little magic gnome leaping over the convent wall to the outside. She rushed quickly outside to find the gnome who had cursed her, but he had leaped into a nearby grave and was gone. When the girl went back inside, she noticed that another girl, identical to herself, was kneeling down in her place, praying devoutly to God. So the girl left the convent and went away, tears rolling down her cheeks. Days later, the young woman was found in the streets of the city by a band of thieves. "Hey there, young lass," said the chief thief. "How'd you like to earn yourself a bit of coin?" "I'm starving to death," the young woman said to herself. "Maybe these businessmen will give me some work." So she gave herself over to their care. The chief thief brought her up to a large mansion surrounded by thick walls. "Just climb over the wall, find the bedroom, and steal all the jewels from the mistress's jewelry box, and we'll let you have half of the pawn." "Okay," she said, and she climbed up over the wall. But as soon as she had made it over the wall, she landed into a rose garden, and beneath the roses she saw the generous fish attempting to speak rather forthrightly to the little gnome. When the two saw her, they fled across the garden. She chased them into a well, only to lose them in the darkness. When she finally ascended back out of the well, soaking wet, she heard sirens and saw a police car pulling up to the gate of the mansion and a young woman, identical to herself, being handcuffed and stuffed into the back seat. "Oh, what a naughty young woman I am," she said to herself. And once the coast was clear, she fled in tears. The very next day, the woman checked herself into a homeless shelter and fell in love with one of the volunteers there. He was a kind man and very hairy, and he loved her very much. When the day of their wedding arrived, when the bride was on her way to the church, she prayed and prayed that the little magic gnome and the generous fish would not appear. But, as luck would have it, the two gents just happened to be stumbling out of a brothel long after a long and expensive night. The generous fish was about to say something very candid to the gnome when it shrieked, and the woman chased them both down the street, only to escape inside of a bottomless mailbox. The woman raced back as fast as she could to the wedding, only to find her truest love slipping his ring onto another woman's finger. A woman identical to herself. So she ran out of the church, weeping and gnashing her teeth. Shortly thereafter, the old woman ran into a little girl in the marketplace who looked very much like herself many years ago. "Little girl," said the old woman, "can you tell a rather clever joke?" "Yes, indeed," said the little girl, and they became fast friends. Then one day, while they were at church, they saw a girl in a habit who looked like the older woman when she was younger, many years ago, and the little girl, if a bit older. "Girl," said the old woman, "have you ever been late for Mass?" "Heavens, no," said the girl, and she left the religious life and followed the old woman and her little girl. Then they came upon a young woman who looked like she might have been related to the old woman, the little girl, and the less little girl, leaving the courthouse, who had just been released on bail. "Did you ever find those jewels you were after?" asked the old woman. And the young woman skipped bail and went with the others. Finally, they came across a housewife, a bird of a feather with our merry band, pinning up her freshly washed laundry in the afternoon sun. "Come along with us," said the old woman. But the housewife shook her head. "Oh, I couldn't. I have so much work to do before my husband returns home." So they left the housewife to her work. Then the old woman, the little girl, the girl, and the young woman decided to make a visit to the little magical gnome and the generous fish. They scaled across mountains of glass, sharp swords, and an infinite sea. And when they found the little magic gnome and the generous fish, they were stuffing their pipes for a pleasant smoke on the porch. The generous fish was just turning his head to offer a frank observation when the girls and the women throttled the little magic gnome and began shaking him violently, so violently that all his little cheeseburgers fell out of his pockets. "Why didn't you say anything?" gurgled the gnome to his counterpart. Then they took his little arms and pickled them, and they took his little legs and boiled them, and then they shoved him into a barrel, lit it on fire, and tossed it into the infinite sea, while the girl said a very sincere prayer for his soul. "If he has one," she qualified. But the fish was indeed generous, and he built them all a castle by the sea. One day, many weeks later, the housewife came to the castle by the sea and shouted up to the guards, "Please let me in. My husband is a nasty old man." So they let her in, and the women and the girls threw her into the dungeon and for many years fed her yarn and leftovers. But the generous fish always baked her glazed cakes and lowered them by a golden chain. Thank you.